Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, we're continuing through the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ. Today's topic in that journal is to choose glorifying words. Paul writes and encourages us to consider the unity we have in Christ as a body of Christ. And because of that unity, with one voice, we would glorify God. Makes me stop and wonder about how the world, how the community, how our neighbors view the church. And we can consider how they view the church as the universal body of God. But more often than not, their view of the church is going to be rather dependent on their view of the local congregation they're most familiar with, or the collection of local congregations in their region, in their area. And so many times, because we're people with differing opinions, different tastes, different likes and dislikes, we don't always get along that well. Things don't go our way. And all of a sudden, we're not so happy. You see, part of the problem is in the midst of all of our self-centeredness, we lose sight of the fact that things aren't supposed to go our way. As followers of Jesus, they're supposed to go God's way. And living life in submission to God can bring a peace, a unity that nothing else ever will. And it's by working together, it's by doing life together, it's by learning how to get along in the midst of differences that we can glorify God, because we begin to realize God is the only one that could do that. As I get ready to head down to Louisiana, I think about the trip that I took recently to Iowa, working with storm damage cleanup. And the impact that it had in the responses of people when they would find out, we would listen to them and they would want to know what we were doing or why we were doing it. They knew what we were doing. We were cleaning up their yards. We were removing trees from their patios. We were helping them recover some sense of normalcy. When they would find that we were in town representing a local church, but we were from several different states that had gathered to be the body of Christ. The unity of working together brought glory to God, because it was an unexpected thing. And it was a huge blessing in their lives. You see, people aren't all that accustomed to others giving with no expectation of anything in return. They're not all that accustomed to people coming together from a variety of walks of life, from a variety of locations, simply because they're wanting to represent Jesus well. They're wanting to provide the help and hope that Jesus has called them to share. To two of the very things at the heart, at the core of the ministry of IDES that I'll be partnering with, volunteering with next week to bring help and hope to people who are hurting, who are living in the midst of chaos because of some disaster. Next week, it will be those that are living in chaos because of Hurricane Laura. But chances are pretty good that they're living in chaos and Hurricane Laura just amplified it for many of them. We live in a very chaotic time. And it's difficult outside of Christ. In fact, I would say it's impossible outside of Christ to really find a peace that lasts. Oh, I know there are people who have come to peace with themselves. But eventually that peace will end. And even if they manage to maintain that sense of peace throughout their lifetime, if during that lifetime they're not able to find peace with God, they're in trouble. And so today, as we think about using glorifying words, words which glorify God, I think sometimes it's our attitude that, well, makes us look both inwardly and outwardly. We look inside and we don't like what we see. We look outside at others and we do like what we see, but we don't have it. And instead of learning to glorify God for what He's given us, for His very presence in our life, we begin to grumble because somebody has something more than what I have. If you have Christ in your life, if you've been filled with God's Spirit, no one has more than what you have. I mean, that is the ultimate. And living life with that recognition, that realization that in Christ you have everything, ought to lead us to use glorifying words, words which glorify God. So often we're afraid to glorify God too much. Oh, what will people think? I don't want to be labeled one of those religious nuts or a fanatic or extremist. And to live and act in a way with those labels can be very difficult. But we glorify God, we honor Him often in the simple things. In our choices to include Him in the conversation. When we're called upon to help our neighbors, to reach out to the hurting and the brokenhearted, we're generally not called upon to give a three-point sermon or a half-hour lecture or anything that would be distracting from what's really going on. Sometimes a simple, "God bless you. Can I pray for you? How can I pray for you?" Sometimes those little things of just acknowledging that God is the reason you do what you do. Now, obviously, what you do ought to be good and godly for you to use that claim. but to simply let people know that you're loving and caring and compassionate and full of mercy because you've learned it from God. Those become words which glorify Him. They show people a glimpse of what God is like. So many times we look at our current chaos, our current situations, and we use that phrase about longing for the glory days. And I wonder, what is it that makes something lose its glory? Most of the time in the physical realm, it's neglect. We've not maintained what we once had. We're able to go into an old building and get glimpses of what it used to look like. But through neglect, through a lack of maintenance, it's crumbled to just a shadow of its former condition. We look back in different eras of life where things were different, where we considered them to be glory days. Things were so much better. Well, what happened? Well, we failed to maintain. Sometimes it just we're not viewing accurately. What we're calling glory days weren't all that glorious. But sometimes it's the fact that we failed to maintain the things that made those days better than what today is. We failed to maintain justice and mercy. We failed to maintain the things of God's Spirit as a culture, maybe not as a person, but culturally. And as we seek to choose glorifying words, we're saying to God, help me to maintain a lifestyle, a word choice that always honors Jesus, that always gives Him the glory that He deserves, that always gives Him the credit for the good that He does in and through us. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider how you get along with others. Consider if your words that are meant to glorify God carry weight because your actions prove you mean what you say. Ask God to help you to not only remember the glory days in your relationship with Him, but to restore them. David writes in the Psalms asking God to restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I think as God restores in our lives the glory days, the joy that we have known in our relationship with Him, we find that we have more than time can allow to glorify God about, to praise Him, to lift up His name. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that restores. You restore us to Yourself. You restore our spirit within us. You restore the glory from us to You that has always been Yours to have. Father, as we look back in our life and think of times where we would call them more glorious than today, help us to see the things we may have neglected. Perhaps we've neglected spending time with You in Your word and prayer and listening. We've neglected putting into practice the things that your word has instructed us to do. We've become weary because we've drifted away from you as the source of our strength and our power. Father, as we pray today, I ask that you would help us to consider the body of Christ, that we've been adopted into, of how working together can bring glory to you. Help us to live with a unity that causes us to glorify you with our words. Father, as we live life, may we not just recognize the work that you do, but may we be very quick to give you the credit for doing it. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, in our communities, in our churches, I pray that we would teach them to give glory, to honor and praise you, that they would see that from us, that it would be such a natural part of how we live life. That it would become a natural part of their life as they grow in relationship with you. Father, work on our attitudes and our minds as we often compare ourselves to those in this world. And may you consistently remind us that all of the things that we desire, that we gaze upon, as good as they may be or not be, pale in comparison to the value of being your child, of having your Spirit live within us. May we give you glory for giving us, providing to us all that is needed for a life of godliness and righteousness. May you increase our contentment, that our glorifying of you would increase as well. Father, as we have opportunity, may we be quick to acknowledge you as the source of everything good in our life. May those around us today hear words which glorify you, because you're so important to us. Because we understand how much you've done in rescuing us and restoring us. Father, today as we live life, as we choose words which glorify you, may we lift up Jesus in all of them, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.